Among the things that the Centeno family of Venezuela brought to Brazil is a lot of a natural fiber called fique. I knew we were going to need it, said Maria Centeno, whose age is unknown, even to her children. She and her family are Wadao, a name that means boat people. They are members of an indigenous community that lives in the Orinoco Delta of Venezuela. Other community members live in nearby countries such as Guyana and Trinidad and Tobago. The Wadao use fiber taken from the leaves of the fique to make hats and other products. Since the Centeno family arrived in the city of Boa Vista in northeastern Brazil, they have earned money by selling their handmade goods. They have also resold copper and asked strangers for donations. The family lives in the Pintolândia shelter in Brazil. More than 600 Venezuelans from indigenous tribes are staying in the shelter. It receives money from Brazil's government and non-governmental agencies, such as the United Nations Refugee Agency and the Adventist Development and Relief Agency. The shelter was once a sports center. Hundreds of hammocks provided by the non-governmental organizations are hung in the open space for places for people to sleep. There are also several large tents where Venezuelan migrants and refugees live and rest. At the end of each day, the children play football in a cleared space. The Wadao are one of the indigenous groups who have been forced to leave Venezuela because of its economic and political crisis. UN officials say food shortages, rising inflation, and violence in the country have forced them to cross borders in search of humanitarian aid. Venezuela is home to about 20,000 Wadao. Jesus Gutierrez, chief of his Wadao tribe, says that the situation in Venezuela was difficult for his community. We are farmers and artisans, but there is no one who buys our products in Venezuela, he said. But not many people in Brazil are buying either. The Centeno family say their products are not selling well. Most of the time, family members have to ask for money on the street. Some men have asked younger Centeno females for sex in exchange for money. The men arrive and show you the money. Once a guy told me, "You're so pretty. What are you asking for money?" said 19-year-old Erica Gonzalez. Wadao tribes are made up of several families. Gutierrez's, for example, has 600 members, of which 75 are in Boa Vista. Indigenous peoples usually travel in large family units, notes Helena Suders of the Adventist Development and Relief Agency. Her agency provides migrants with products needed for cleaning and cooking. Chief Gutierrez says that sometimes problems arise in the camps. We are not used to sleeping like this, all together, he said, adding that he has to watch his possessions closely so they are not stolen. But, he also said, the camp is better than Venezuela, where he could not feed his family. I'm Susan Shand.